Hello, Jane.
Hello, Dr. Sherman. I have a question. Actually, I have two questions. My daughter is recovering from surgery to remove a vestibular schwannoma tumor from behind her inner ear. She has lost the function of her vestibular nerve and her auditory nerve on one side. This is her left side. My questions are, can you recommend supplements that can support nerve regeneration? And my second question is, can you recommend supplements that can prevent regrowth of the tumor, which can happen in 1-3% of the cases?
Oh, great question. Well, let's take the post-surgical support first. Normally, what I focus on with after surgery like that are high-dose antioxidant levels, things like vitamin C, zinc, vitamin A can also be helpful. And then also you, with any kind of neurologic issue, you also want to focus on B vitamins. So a good B complex, focusing on B12 especially.
Okay.
And then one thing I would recommend, another oral supplement that you can take is digestive enzymes or bromelain, which is a pineapple enzyme. And that helps sort of to clean up some of the scar tissue and debris following and reduce the inflammation.
Is that taken on an empty stomach?
Ideally, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise it'll work on the food directly.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah. And there are other alternatives for that. There's a product called Wobenzyme that helps with that. And then for that particular surgery, I might also recommend a herb called ginkgo, which also helps to promote circulation, through the brain and central nervous system.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. And then how long ago was the surgery?
It was March 20th.
March 20th.
So that's been almost 8 weeks, I think.
And then tell me more about has she had hearing loss in her, on that left side?
Yes, and she has. She still has some fairly extreme vestibular problems, but she is doing daily exercises at home, and she's doing physical therapy.
Oh, good. Okay. So, so in general, we will do various kinds of antioxidant support. Sometimes we'll do IV vitamin C to fully, saturate the tissues with high-dose antioxidant. But I'm thinking for that, for your daughter, I would just continue those particular supplements for the surgical support. I would just continue those. One other supplement I'm thinking of would be lithium orotate, which helps to reestablish neurologic connections.
Okay.
Yeah, and that would be useful too. There's another product that I thought of too. It's called alpha lipoic acid, and these are quite helpful for neurologic issues. So, the lithium orotate she could typically take 10 milligrams twice a day. And the alpha lipoic acid, 200 to 300 milligrams twice a day would be good over the long term.
Oh, that's helpful. Thank you. But what did you say the lithium orotate helps to reestablish?
Well, it can help reestablish nerve connections, especially in the central nervous system. So any kind of nerve trauma. And it also helps with memory and dementia, Alzheimer's. So it's really a useful mineral in small doses.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Great.
It's really impaired her life, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And I talked to her. I talked to her about, you know, looking up some supplements and things like that. And initially, she was saying, and she still seems to be saying, well, her doctor doesn't want her to take anything until some certain point. I don't know, of her recovery.
Yeah, and that's common. I know a lot of conventional docs really aren't trained in nutritional support, so they opt for just negating everything. And I don't think that's a wise way to go either. I mean, there are definitely
I don't either. I just have to convince her.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she wants to follow her doctor's recommendations, of course. And you can also consult with a physician who's knowledgeable about these things, and they usually can still stay out of the way of the conventional approach and meanwhile use other supportive measures to help with the healing and speed it up.
Yes. And do you do the IV vitamin C at the Tahoma Clinic?
We do, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, we have all kinds of various cocktails that we offer people, different IV treatments, malnutrition IV, you know, mineral support, immune support. But, yeah, we often do IV vitamin C for various cancers especially.
Oh, I'm sure. Okay, thank you very much, Doctor.
Thanks for your call, Jane. Appreciate that.